his thick black hair, his big teeth, the gold chain he wears over his shirt, his muscles showing. Everyone in town tells me stories about him, but I haven't really asked them anything because I get shy when I hear his voice. Now, Grandpa is talking to them, trying to whisper something into the phone, trying to make it so I won't hear. But I do hear. I've been listening. My hearing is good. It's really good. I hear him whisper, "Dondago," then something else I can't make out. Then he blurts out, "By Mother's Day." Dondago is the coyote who took Mom to La USA 4 years ago. He's been coming around the house more often. I can put two and two together. I'm my grade's valedictorian. I get a diploma every year for being the best student. Mother's Day. Since kindergarten, the nuns have made us embroider handkerchiefs with "Feliz Día de la Madre" or "Feliz Día del Padre" in blue or red thread every single year. At least the P's are easier than M's. In second grade, my friends and I started writing our grandparents' names instead. It's easier. But this Mother's Day will be different. This is finally the year I see my parents. This year, I will embroider Mom's name on a handkerchief and deliver it to her in person. He'll get there before summer. He won't be cold like you were in the mountains, Grandpa tries to whisper, like I don't know they're talking about me. I hide my happiness, my smile, but it's hard not to run around the baker's living room, hard not to knock the tables over, hard not to run the four blocks home, hard not to run into the clinic where Tia Mali is working. I don't know if I'll be able to pretend once she gets off work at 6 p.m., but I do. I pretend. I walk back at Abuelita's pace, holding her hand, clutching it, squeezing it until both our hands sweat, and the sweat says, "It's happening. It's finally happening." Tia Mali rushes into our room, through the bedsheet hanging from a wire we use for a door, screaming, "Chepito, Chepito, I just talked to them." She throws the black purse Mom sent her a few Christmases ago on top of the wooden dresser next to her bed. "Who?" "Your parents, Tontito." I like it when she calls me that. The word sounds like rain slipping through holes in our roof, falling into tin buckets we place on the floor so the room won't flood. "They've chosen the date, the month." She doesn't know I overheard Grandpa. "Get excited. You want to know how they chose?" I smile because I want to know, but also because she's managed to untie one of her black flamingos.